This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Ohio's Attorney General is making a database of stolen gun serial numbers public. People who want to buy a firearm will be able to plug its number into the online portal and see if the state lists it as stolen. Attorney General Dave Yost joins me now. Thank you for coming on the program.
Good to talk to you, Claire.
So what prompted this?
A friend of mine who's a firearms dealer, a guy named Eric Delbert, told me that there was no publicly facing source to be able to determine whether a firearm had been stolen or not. Obviously, those kinds of guns are a black market and used all the time in crimes. But I was really concerned not only from the law enforcement perspective of being able to solve the theft of firearms, a very serious offense, but to protect citizens. If you've got a law-abiding citizen looking to purchase a gun at a gun show or a private sale, they need to be able to know whether that gun had previously been reported as stolen to the police.
So where will this data come from? How complete will it be?
That's where the devil's in the details. The data actually lives in several different places and different agencies have control over it, and it's private law enforcement databases. So in order to populate this web function that we'd like to have, we need to get access to that, and it'll be dependent on how much and under what conditions we can get to be able to determine how complete it will be.
So do you have any sort of timeline as far as working with all of these agencies across the state will go?
Well, it's not just the state, right? Because a stolen gun can travel from Arizona to Ohio. We'll be talking to other states and to the federal government, and it's really kind of hard to tell how quickly it will be there. But we will probably put it online before we have an exhaustive database, because even a partial database is useful.
So help us understand what sort of difference this will make, because it seems like the really big problem would be people who intentionally buy stolen guns.
Well, people like Eric, who does this for a living, he needs to be able to do this because he doesn't want to buy a gun that has been stolen. And I think there's a lot of innocent users out there that may potentially be getting a gun that has been stolen. And who knows? Perhaps it had been used in a crime. I mean, God forbid, maybe it had been used to kill somebody. And now you've got possession of it. That's a problem that needs to be solved. If we have this kind of check in place, there will be fewer of those sales. That means less incentive to go to steal a gun.
Hmm. So let's say I'm at a gun show. I check to see if a gun is stolen and the system pings back that it is. Other than not buying the gun, are there any other consequences? Are there further steps to take there?
Yeah, so that's something that we've been talking about. Obviously, I don't want to see a citizen confronting a guy with a gun saying, this is stolen. So there's safety considerations here. And I hope that we can figure out a safe way to get that information quickly to law enforcement. But we certainly don't want to see people confronting an armed person face to face.
Attorney General Dave Yost, thank you so much for talking with me today.
It's good to talk to you, Claire. Thank you for your interest.